I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Blacks make up less than 6% of all the students enrolled at the University of Southern California, even though the school's receiving a $2.5 million pledge to fund curriculum for aspiring black journalists. The program is funded by the world's top African-American publishing company, Johnson Publishing. They print Ebony and Jet magazines. NPR's Tony Cox caught up with the dean of USC's Annenberg School for Communication, Ernest Wilson III, and Lee Lockhart, one of two inaugural Johnson scholars.
Dean Wilson, welcome to the program. Lee, welcome as well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Dean Wilson, let's start with you. Tell us about what this program aims to accomplish and why it is important.
The program that we have started here at the Annenberg School for Communication is entitled the Annenberg Johnson Communication Leadership Center. And the purpose is to provide skilled and ambitious young people of color to feed into the journalism and communication professions. We're absolutely delighted here at the school that Linda Johnson Rice supported this, and we think it's going to have a number of impacts both in L.A., in the profession, and nationally.
What are some of those impacts that you're hoping for?
Well, number one, we want to encourage students here at the Annenberg School for Communication at USC to move into this really important profession of journalism. It's at the heart of our democracy. If we don't have good people in journalism, then we begin to suffer, and the First Amendment rights begin to suffer. Secondly, we want to send a message to the profession, the journalism and media profession, that we have young, talented people of color who are prepared and able and willing to move into that profession.
Let's bring Lee into the conversation. Lee, first of all, congratulations on being selected for this.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Secondly, tell us a little bit about your background, where you went to high school, what you studied, and how you prepared yourself, whether you knew it or not, for this opportunity.
Well, I went to high school in North Hollywood, California, a private school called Oakwood. And, I took a lot of AP courses to really expand my mind. I took, like, AP statistics, AP calculus, AP English literature, and I just studied a lot of Spanish. I took Spanish from 7th grade to about 11th grade. And I just really tried to learn all I could at my school because I knew that it would be valuable for me in the future.
Do you feel, Lee, any special responsibility in terms of, A, the opportunity that you are given, but, B, the fact that this opportunity comes with a connection to African-Americans who are pursuing careers in journalism?
I do, definitely. I feel a complete responsibility because it's something that's been so important to me. Like, at my school, I was in a club called Cultural Awareness because I just feel like we really need to get out there in the public eye and have people be aware of us as well as be aware of other people. And I definitely feel like I feel so responsible and so excited with this opportunity I've been given to really make a difference in my community.
Now, Dr. Wilson, you initially selected two students for the scholarship. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Is that the intent for it to continue with two per year, or are there hopes to expand it, or what?
Well, for this initial stage, what we want to do is select two students per year. So that would be a total of 8 students when the program is fully up and running. Anita Little is the other first scholar, along with Lee Lockhart. But I think what's important about this is that we are going to provide enriched activities and opportunities for these students so that they will be assigned to a senior faculty mentor. They will be invited to go on various trips to Washington, D.C., Chicago, other parts of the United States. So every effort is going to be made to give them every opportunity that they can learn what it is to be a real professional in this great profession of journalism and communication.
You said something very important that I'd like to get you to expound on, and that is this. In the world of academia and higher education, this is a term I know that you are very familiar with,
yes.
Student learning outcomes.
Yes.
With regard to the students who are going through this program, Lee and the other young lady, what is it that you expect them to have learned on the other end when they come out?
Well, that's an excellent question. I think one is because these students are very smart already. They've done very well on the conventional measures. They've taken AP courses, AP computer courses. The other student graduated in the top 1% of her class. And so both students are smart. They're book smart. And what we want to be able to provide them is that extra sense of a social obligation, but also a drive for excellence and an inside knowledge of the importance of networking and mentorship and reaching out to others who are already in the profession. And then further down the road, when they have reached their own high position in the industry, that they in turn will reach back and identify the Anita Littles and the Lee Lockharts of the future.
Let me ask you as a final question, Lee, a question that I ask my own students at the university where I'm on the faculty. What do you want to be?
What do I want to be? I want to be a role model more than anything in this world. I feel like right now we have Oprah, Bill Cosby, and then after that it gets a little shaky. And I definitely feel like our audience and our demographic really needs someone to look up to who's not, you know, a 50 Cent, you know, or any of these, you know, rap artists or anything like that. They just kind of don't have the most positive message for black people. And I think that's probably the most important thing for me right now.
Well, Lee, Dr. Wilson, good luck. Sounds like you have an interesting project underway.
Thanks so much. Great talking with you.
Yes, indeed.
That was NPR's Tony Cox speaking with Ernest Wilson III, Dean of USC's Annenberg School for Communication, and Lee Lockhart, one of two inaugural Johnson Scholars at USC.